主啊，你的话确实是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Dear God, your word truly is a lamp to our feet, light on my path.
你的路，你的光，你的话语会引导我们走我们人生属灵的道路。
Your light, your path, your word will lead our life.
主啊，不仅如此，你的话还比蜂蜜更香甜，让更是属天的粮食，让我们得以饱足。
Your word is sweeter than honey. It's a manna from heaven.For us to feed us to satisfy us.
主啊，我们今天唱这首学了一首新的诗歌，在磐石石头中的一个蜂蜜。
So we learned a new hymn of honey in the rock.
这提醒我们，当我们遇到像磐石一样的荒芜之地的时候，主啊，我们仍然可以在磐石当石头当中找到蜂蜜，找到你的话语。
So even though we're in a futile situation like a rock, we can still find your word like a honey.
就像我们在人生的困境当中，我们可以找到耶稣基督宝血的大能一样。
Just like in dilemma or quandary in our life, we can find the mighty power of your precious blood.
谢谢天父，今天召聚我们众儿，你的儿女们，我们一同来你的圣殿当中来敬拜你。
Thank God we can come to worship you in your temple.
愿你悦纳我们向你的敬拜。
May our worship be pleasing to you.
也愿意你的圣灵来充满我们，把你的爱丰丰富富的浇灌在我们的里面。
May your Holy Spirit be with us, fill us with your love.
让我们心灵有饥渴的人得着饱足。
So the thirsty can be filled.
而且让忧伤的人得着安慰。
And the sorrowful be comforted.
有受伤的人得着医治。
Wounded be healed.
我们求你自己彰显你自己的同在和大能。
Manifest your presence and your power.
我们把以下的时间恭敬地仰望在主的面前。
We devoted the following time to you to worship you.
求主与我们同在，并赐下你的话语丰盛，光照我们的心。
May your presence be with us and give us your word, enlighten our heart.
求主垂听我们众人的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
各位弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
在信息的一开始，我问大家一个问题：你觉得你能够掌握你的人生吗？
At the beginning, one question: Do you feel that you can control your life?
我想这个问题还蛮难回答的，因为随着年龄的增长，我们的答案可能会不太一样。
I think it's a difficult to answer. Our answer may change throughout the years.
在我们年幼的时候，我们受到的教育是什么呢？就是你要做一个好人，不要做坏事，因为做坏事会受到惩罚。善有善报，恶有恶报。
When we're young, we're taught, be good, for bad will be punished. Virtue is its own reward. Evil begets evil. What goes around comes around.
或者我们是听到父母或者是老师师长这样说，你只要好好努力的读书就会有成就，所谓一分耕耘一分收获。
Or study hard, you will achieve in life, reap what you sow.
听到了这些的教导，我们的脑中是想法是人生的因果关系非常的清楚，只要我好好的努力，我的人生就在我自己的掌握当中。
Our thoughts on these teachings are cause and effect in life are clear cut. As long as I work hard, I can control my destiny.
但真是如此吗？随着年龄的渐长，我们会发现人生的逻辑并不是我们想象的那么简单。
As we age, have we noticed the logic in life sometimes is beyond our imagination, not so simple.
在我们的人生当中，总是有一些令我们吃惊的事情发生，是在我们意料之外，我们无法掌控的。
Surprises happen all the time. Some are shockingly beyond our control.
换句话说，在人生当中有许多令人困惑的事情，甚至连基督徒也很难回答得清楚，为什么这些事情会发生。
In other words, in life, many things puzzles us. Even Christians cannot answer clearly what did such things happen.
这些事情有大有小
，big or small.
举一个小的事情的例子，有一次。我的车子在路上开，我发觉我车子上面那个引擎故障，那个信号灯就突然亮了。结果呢，不是我没有好好的照顾我的车子，而是我家的狗屎引来了老鼠。
One trivial thing, once the check engine light came on, not because I didn't maintain my car properly, but dog food attracted rats.
也会很好奇, 老鼠跟我的车子有什么关系? 原来老鼠呢, 咬断了我车子的电线, 所以灯就亮了, 结果让我花了好几百块去修理, 这真是一个意外又倒霉的事情。
The rat chew on the cable, it cost me several hundred dollars to fix. Surprise and bad luck.
这还是只是小事情啊。 大的事情呢, 有些人呢, 经历了失业, 或者是生病, 或者是婚姻出现了红灯, 以致他的人生发生了巨大的转变。
Other major example, layoff, sickness, marital issue, resulted in drastic change in life.
但问题是人生为什么会发生这些的事情? 当然我们知道其中有人的软弱跟失败, 但是有些的事呢, 我们不知道为什么会发生。
Why do such things happen? Some are human errors and weakness, yet some cannot be explained.
今天的信息呢, 我的就是要讲到这种人生无常的现象。
The theme of my sermon is about the unpredictability in life.
在圣经当中呢, 传道书这卷书呢, 是非常冷门的一卷书, 我不晓得各位有没有读过哈, 而且呢, 很少人在主日讲传道书的信息。
Ecclesiastes is not a popular book among Bible. Very few have preached on it during Sunday's sermon.
起码我自己就很少听过有人讲传道书的信息, 但问题是为什么人都不讲?
At least I rarely heard about it. Why so?
我再问一个问题, 各位, 你知道, 你觉得传道书是怎么样的一卷书? 那它是正面还是负面的? 是积极还是消极的?
Another question, what kind of book is Ecclesiastes? Positive or negative? Active or passive?
我先不回答这个问题, 等到信息的结束以后, 你自己来做一个判断, 这卷书到底是怎么样的一本书?
I won't answer now until the end of the sermon, then you can decide.
其实不论是积极还是消极, 正面还是负面, 也许你不知道, 在犹太人的传统里面, 传道书是非常重要的节期, 其中的一个节期叫做祝棚节, 那这个节期呢, 是纪念他们的先祖在旷野当中, 居住在帐篷里面的那一段的日子。
There are three major feasts or festivals. One is the Feast of Tabernacle, in remembrance of their ancestor wandering in the wilderness, living in tents or tabernacles.
那传道书这卷书呢, 是在犹太人的祝棚节的时候, 一定要攻读的一卷书, 所以你就可以想象它的重要性。
Ecclesiastes is the must read during the Feast of Tabernacles. You can imagine the importance.
当然,如果传道书对犹太人非常的重要, 那在对于现在的基督徒应该也很重要, 因为圣经经文的属灵的真理呢, 是超越时空, 而且是跨文化的。
Of course, it is important to Jews, then it should be important to Christian today, since the spiritual truth in Bible transcends time, space, and culture.
今天我要讲的信息的经文就是传道书, 在传道书的第三章的9到14节, 那我们先念9到11节, 我读完了中文, 然后再一起来念英文, 我们先一同来读好吗? 中文来请,
这样看来, 做事的人, 在他的劳碌上有什么益处? 我见神叫世人劳苦, 使他们在其中受精炼, 神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。So English together, what do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to end.
十二节来,
我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善, 并且人人吃喝在他一切劳碌中享福, 这也是神的恩赐。 我知道神一切所做的都必永存, 无所增添, 无所减少。 神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。 English together, I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him.
Okay, 今天我的信息的主题是在困惑中的智慧。弟兄姐妹，你曾经困惑过吗？
The title of my sermon is Wisdom When Perplexed. Have you ever been perplexed?
什么是智慧？简单的说，智慧就是我们知道如何正确的来过我们的人生。
What is wisdom? Simply put, wisdom is how to live our life properly.
我要从三个方面来看什么是在这个无常的人生当中真正的智慧。
From three aspects, what is the real wisdom in this unpredictable life?
第一个是面对人生的空虚。
First, face the emptiness in life.
虚空呢，是人生真实的写照，但是什么是传道书所说的虚空呢？也许跟你的想象不太一样。
Emptiness is the true description of life, but what is emptiness? It may not be what you think.
第二个是在困惑中要敬畏神。
Revere God when perplexed.
人生当中充满了许多困惑的事情，但是对于基督徒而言，我们有一条出路，就是敬畏神。
Life is full of puzzling situations. For Christian, there is only one way out, to revere or fear God.
第三点就是抓住现今的机会。
Thirdly, hold on to the opportunity at hand.
机会是神所赐的恩典。有一句俗语说，机会稍纵即逝。我相信你都听过，那这句话是非常正确的，我们一定要好好抓住神给我们的机会。
Opportunity is the grace from God. An adage, opportunity is fleeting. It is quite accurate. We need to hold on to it.
好，首先让我们来看第一点，就是面对人生的虚空，也就是我们要先了解人生。
Firstly, face the emptiness in life means we first need to understand life.
首先让我们来读一段大家都非常耳熟能详的经文，就是传道书的简介。
Let's review some familiar verses. That's the introduction of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章一到三节，我们一同来读好吗？
在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语，传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？So English together, the word of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem, meaningless, meaningless, said the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun?
你有没有觉得读了这开头这三节的经文呢，让人非常的丧气？
The three verses are so discouraging.
让我们没有什么太大的欲望想要读下去，这个太悲观了。人生是这么没有意义吗？
They gave no hope to carry on, so pessimistic. Is life really so meaningless?
但是在你决定放弃以前，请你等一下，我们要先了解这个作者的话，他到底是什么意思。
Before you give up, first we need to understand what the author meant.
传道书的作者是谁呢？他作者说他自己是在耶路撒冷作王。
What is the author? It says, King in Jerusalem, son of David.
圣经学者都同意啊，接续大卫作王的所罗门呢，他是最有可能的作者。
Theologians all agree King Solomon after David is the most likely author.
如果真的是所罗门王，那么从圣经的和历史的考证当中，我们可以知道，所罗门在位的时间是以色列这个国家最强盛的时代。
If it was King Solomon, from Bible and historical accounts, he ruled during the most prosperous period in the history of Israel.
不但那个时候以色列的国力非常的强盛，经济非常的发达，连所罗门王他自己他都有无数的钱财，上千的妃嫔。
Not only a military power, also a developed economy. Solomon was so immeasurably rich and had 1,000 wives and concubines.
而且各位，你不要忘了，所罗门还是当时世界上面最有智慧的人。
He was also the wisest man in his time.
因为所罗门他在即位的时候呢，他不向上帝求权力、财富或者是长寿， 他求的是什么呢？他求神给他管理百姓的智慧。
When he ascended to the throne, he did not ask God for power, wealth, or longevity. Instead, the wisdom to rule his people.
他这个祷告好吗？他的祷告非常的好，他的祈求呢得到上帝的喜悦，所以呢，不但神不但给他智慧，更把他所没有求的权利、财富还有长寿都赐给他。
His prayer were pleasing to God, so God not only granted him wisdom, also power, wealth, longevity he had not asked.
那么问题来了，这么一个拥有世界上一切的人所羡慕东西的智慧人，为什么会用虚空这个词来描述他的感受呢？
Then the question is, why such person own everything enviable, full of wisdom, use the emptiness, meaningless vanity to describe his feeling?
似乎他已经拥有了一切，但是他到底看见了什么或明白了什么是他没有说出来的。
He seemed to know everything. What has he seen or understood?
我们通常会用没有意义来解释虚空这个词。
We usually use meaningless to explain emptiness.
但如果我们去研究圣经的这个原文的那个字的话，我们会发现没有意义呢是这个字其中的一个解释，但这个可能不是最好的、最恰当的一个解释。
If we study Bible in its origin text, when meaningless may not be the most appropriate explanation.
虚空这个原文这个字呢，它原文叫做 hebel，通常呢可以翻译成虚荣，或者是虚空，或者是没有意义。
In Hebrew, it means hebel, usually translated as vanity, emptiness, or meaningless.
其实这个字原文的意思是蒸汽、水蒸气或者是烟雾的意思。这些东西的特性是没有办法抓住。
Hebel actually means smoke, steam. The characteristic is unable to hold on or grasp.
如果我们用无法抓住这个来解释所罗门的讲法，可能是比较合适的。
Unable to hold on, perhaps a better analogy for Solomon.
当所罗门文说 Hebel 啊 ，Hebel 啊，他不是说他所做的事情或他所拥有的东西都是没有意义，他不是这个意思。
When Solomon mentioned Hebel, he didn't mean everything he owned was meaningless.
而是说这些他所拥有的这一切东西呢？好似蒸汽一般，他都无法抓住。
But they were like vapor; he could not grasp or hold on.
因为就算再好，也都是短暂的，总有一天他都会失去。
No matter how magnificent, they were all temporal, and he will lose them eventually.
如果我们去仔细去研究 Hebel 在传道书里面的用法，我们会发现有两种的无法抓住。
Let's study more closely about Hebel in Ecclesiastes. Two kinds of unable to grasp.
第一个是实质上的无法抓住，指那些短暂不能够掌握的东西。
Substantially, it's ethereal, unable to take control.
好比什么？好比钱财、时间或者是关系，这些东西都会改变。在这个世界上面的人事物，我们都无法去完全的掌控它。
Such as fortune, time, relationships, they all change. We are unable to control the people or occurrences in this world.
第二个是指的在理智上面的无法抓住，指的是呢充满了奥秘，不能知道，或者是不能够测透，不能够了解，不能够捉摸，甚至很荒谬的事情。
Intellectually full of mystery, unfathomable, even somewhat ridiculous.
很多世上的事情的发生的原因，我们不能够明白，也不能够解释。
Many things happen, we just don't understand how or why.
人生的事情不就是这样的吗？中国有一句话说，好人不长命，祸害一千年。我们认为的好人年纪轻轻就死了，但是恶人却得享长寿。
Life seemed this way, an old saying in China, only the good die young, curse lasts forever. Good people die in their youth, evil person enjoy longevity.
有些事情连基督徒都不能够回答，即使基督徒是信神的人，基督徒也不知道如何去解释。
Christians believe in God, yet many things, Christian don't even make sense to them.
好比我们的做了一个看起来很有益处的祷告，但是神呢却没有成就。
Such as meaningful prayer yet to be answered by God.
或者是 世上的事情的发展呢，并不照着圣经的原则来发生。行公义的呢，未必得好报；做恶事呢，未必受惩罚等等，这些事情都可能发生。
All things in the world did not happen according to biblical principle. Being righteous, not duly rewarded. Evildoer may not be penalized.
这些事情呢，似乎都跟我们的理智跟信心都有矛盾，要怎么来解释呢？
This thing seems contradicting our intellect or faith. How to explain then?
跟各位讲一部电影哈，这部的电影呢，我不晓得你有没有看过。这部电影呢是基督教的电影，叫做 Heaven is for Real， 天堂是真的。据说呢是从真实的事件所改编的。
There's a Christian movie called Heaven is for Real, based on a true story.
这个电影讲到呢，一个牧师呢，他四岁的儿子在开刀动手术的时候呢，危急的当中呢，进入濒临死亡的这种的状态当中，他被接到天堂去了一段的时间。
A pastor's son was having an operation when he was four. Something bad happened, and he went to heaven for some time.
孩子呢，在天堂看到许多的人跟事情，甚至包括他从来没有见过的已经离世的亲人，然后呢，孩子就回到地上，他就跟他的父亲讲述了他的经历。
The boy saw many people and occurrences, some already passed away he didn't never see before, then returned to earth and described to his dad.
然后牧师呢就把儿子的经历呢跟他的会众来讲，但是教会里面的信徒呢反应并不一致。
The preacher preached the experience of his son to the congregation. The response varied among congregants.
他的会众里面有人信，有人不信。那在会众里面呢，有一个主要的同工是一位姐妹，她就完全不能够接受牧师的儿子去过天堂又回来了，甚至呢，她大力的抨击这位牧师，她主张要聘请新的牧师，就是换牧师。
One major coworker could not accept this and criticized vigorously.She even proposed to replace the pastor.
到了后来，我们才知道原因是什么。最深层的原因是因为这位姐妹，她不能够明白为什么她自己有一个当军人的儿子，她死在战场上面，让她失去了她最宝贵的家亲人。
Eventually, we learned that deep in her heart, she could not understand why the most cherished person, her son, died in the battlefield.
而牧师的儿子去了天堂又回来了，那这位姐妹呢，她对人生有非常大的困惑，她对神对人都充满了愤怒在里面，在她的心里面。
Yet the pastor's son went to heaven and returned. When perplexed, she dealt God and people with full bore anger.
这位牧师他不晓得该怎么做，他对这个姐妹的回应是他很难过，在这个姐妹最痛苦的时候，他没有办法安慰她，因为连牧师也没有办法解释为什么会事情会这个样子。
The response from the pastor to this sister was, he was sorry that he could not comfort her in her utmost agony, since the pastor could not make sense why it has happened this way.
所以在面对人生无法掌握的难处的时候，我们应该有什么样的态度？很多人想要逃避。
So when we face the dilemma in life that we cannot take control, then how should we respond? Many try to escape.
但是正确的第一步就是正视我们人生的现实面，仔细地去观察并且了解在这个世界当中所发生的一切的事情。
But first, we should face the reality in life. Observe carefully, try to understand that all happening in this life.
当我们能够清楚地描述我们所面对的问题的时候，我们才能够想到方法去回应跟解决。
Once we can clearly describe the problem we're facing, then we can think how to respond to solve the issues.
不逃避，勇敢地面对人生的挑战是做智慧人的第一步。
Not to escape, but bravely facing the challenges in life is the first step to become a person of wisdom.
但是光勇敢地面对人生的无常还是不够，我们还要有方法来处理它们。
But just braving the challenge is not enough. We need a method to deal with it.
我们应该怎么办呢？我们要有真正的人生的智慧，是那种从神来的智慧。
So we really need the true wisdom from God.
我们要来看第二点，在困境当中敬畏神。
Secondly, revere God when perplexed.
我们先来再来读这几节的经文，中文来请。
这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，
无所减少。
神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。English together, what do workers gain from their debt taken from it? God does it so that people will fear him.
这几节经文给我们看见，在人生的困惑当中呢，好像打开了一盏的明灯，它告诉我们什么呢？
So this is like turn on the light in our life.
当我们在眼中我们只有这个世界上面的人事物的时候，我们只看见这世界上的人事物的时候，我们会有无尽的困惑，一箩筐无法解释的问题。
So when we focus on worldly people and occurrences, then we're perplexed. We cannot solve the problem.
但是当我们把神放进到我们整个的思虑的思考的范围当中的时候，我们就会豁然开朗，因为神是打开困惑的那一把的钥匙。
But once we put God into our thinking, then everything clears up, since God holds the key.
原来在人生困难的背后有神的目的。
There is purpose of God in everything.
传道书三章十节这么说，神叫世人劳苦，
使他们
在
其中受
精炼。
English together, I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race.
这节经文告诉我们，原来劳苦不是人生的目的，劳苦不是人生的目的，不过是一个训练的过程。
Burden is not the purpose of life, but a training purpose.
如果人生是一场使人生命成熟的训练的话，那么受一点苦也是很有道理的。
If life is a process of maturation in training, then sufferings make sense.
而且训练的目的是什么？训练的目的是通过考验，没有过关就要继续接受训练。
The purpose of training is to pass the test. If we haven't passed, then the training will continue.
除非我们学到了功课，好，学到了功课，要不然神会让我们继续受磨练。考试没有过关就要补考。
Unless we have learned the lessons, God will still allow trials and tribulation.
那么人要如何来配合呢？
Then how should people cooperate?
第十四节这么说，神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
Verses 14, God does it so that people will fear him.
圣经启示我们，敬畏神的态度是解开困惑的关键。
Bible reveals fear God is the key when perplexed.
我相信各位一定记得另外一处的经文。
You should remember the other verse.
这次经文是箴言的九章十节。敬畏
耶和
华
是
智慧
的
开
端，
认
识
至
圣
者
便
是
聪
明。
This is in Proverbs. Let's read together. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以我们要有智慧吗？从敬畏神开始。
How to get wisdom? It begins with fear God.
我想大家一定非常的熟悉以色列人出埃及在旷野当中的这些的故事。
I think we're all familiar with the story of Exodus and wandering in the wilderness.
在第一代出埃及的以色列人当中，只有两个人，除了加勒跟约书亚以外，其他人都死在旷野里面。为什么？是因为他们犯了罪。
The first generation of Israelites all perished in the wilderness except Caleb and Joshua. Why? Because they sinned.
他们犯了什么罪？就是因为他们说了几句抱怨的话，然后他们就判了死罪吗？不是的。
How? They grumble, punishable by death? Not so.
其实如果我们仔细去思想，他们以色列人抱怨不是没有理由的。
Think closely, did they have reason to grumble? They did.
在埃及啊，他们有吃有喝，在旷野里面什么都没有，没有水喝，没有东西吃，他们的物质生活是比以前是差了非常的多的。
They have food and water in Egypt and nothing in the wilderness. No water, no food. Materialistically, they were much worse off.
一开始的时候，他们不明白摩西为什么要把他们带到旷野这种地方来，他们有困惑，所以就抱怨。
Initially, they couldn't understand why Moses brought them to the wilderness. They were perplexed and grumbled.
在他们一开始抱怨的时候，神有责怪他们吗？没有，神没有责怪他们。神借着摩西把神的心意向他们显明，而且他神还赐下玛拿鹌鹑给他们吃，更从磐石当中流出活水来给他们喝。
Did God bless them? No. God expressed His will through Moses and sent manna, quails for them to eat, water from rock to drink.
但问题是，他们有停止抱怨吗？没有。
However, did they stop grumbling? No.
他们还是从人自己的眼光来评断所处的环境。他们抱怨神，抨击人，所以以至于最后他们没有一个人能够进到应许之地。
They still judge the circumstances by their own point of view, blame God, attack people, ended up nobody entered the promised land.
最后谁能进应许之地呢？就是新生的那一代。直到新生的这一代的人，他们没有见过以前埃及的光景，但因为他们在旷野出生长大的，他们完全接受他们所处的环境。
Until the new generation, they had not seen what was in Egypt, born in the wilderness, and completely accepted the circumstances, revere God, and submit to His guidance.
而且他们在旷野当中亲眼见到神许多的行的神迹，他们以敬畏的心来顺服神的带领，最终他们就进入了应许之地。
They revere God, submit to His guidance, therefore they entered Canaan, the promised land.
三章的十一节呢，作者这么说，他说神从始至终的作为人不能够参透。
No one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
从经文当中我们可以知道，在传道书的作者对人生的反省的当中呢，他对人类的智慧的有限呢感到非常的失望，他觉得人的智慧其实太有限了。
In the reflection of life in Ecclesiastes, the author was very disappointed in the limitations of human understanding.
其实人是有智慧的，我们大家 都不否认啊，但是要看我们如何来使用我们所拥有的智慧。
Actually, men have understanding, but depends on how we use it.
一个智慧的人生是不过分依靠人的智慧来生活。
Wisdom in life is not overly relying on smarts of men.
那么我们应该有的态度是什么呢？
Then what should our attitude be?
我想消极的方面就是当人的智慧不能够解决问题的时候，就不要一直是去追求更多的智慧，反而应该接受自己的限制。
Passively means men's smarts cannot solve the problem. Don't continue to pursue more smarts, but to acceptyour own limitation.
在面对疑惑难解的事情的时候，不要一直问为什么，因为我们可能在今生都不会有答案。
When perplexed, don't continue to ask why, since we may not find answers in our lifetime.
这是消极的层面。在积极的层面，我们要做什么呢？在积极的层面，我们要承认神是创造主，我们是受造物。在创造主跟受造物当中有一个永远无法跨越的分隔线，我们需要用信靠顺服来面对这一切。
Actively admit God is the creator. We are the created. There is a chasm between man and God that can never be crossed. Submit with faith in everything.
当我们以开放的心接纳在我们的经验当中的矛盾，看起来矛盾的事情，然后以敬畏和喜乐的心去体会生活，或许我们在其中会有一些新的领悟。
Open our hearts to accept the contradiction in our experiences. Taste life with reverence and joy. Then we may have new enlightenment.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你的心中是否仍然有困惑和不平吗？你必须来到神的面前来寻求他的面。
Brother and sister, do you still have grudges or bewilderment? You need to come before God.
求神赐给智慧，并且以那敬畏跟顺服的心来仰望这位全知全能又全善的主宰。
Ask for His wisdom, revere and submit to look upon and rely on the omniscient, omnipotent and benevolent God.
最后一点是抓住神所给的机会。
Lastly, hold on to the opportunity at hand from God.
十到十二节，我们一同来读。
神造万物，各按其时，成为美好。
又将永生安置在世人心里。
我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。 English together. I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and do good while they live.
他还记得我一开始时候说过的，在以色列人守祝棚节的时候，一定要攻读传道书，对吗？
Remembering at the beginning, I mentioned during the Feast of Tabernacle, Israelite will read Ecclesiastes.
在祝棚节的时候，以色列人他们要住在帐篷里面，他们却享受丰盛的筵席。
During the feast, even though they lived in the tent, they enjoyed the abundance feast.
这两件事情其实很有意义的，住在帐篷里代表人生的短暂，我们都不过是过客。
In a tent symbolized the transiency of life, we're a mere sojourner.
吃丰盛的筵席呢，却代表享受，意味着当我们在世的岁月里面，我们能够享受的时候，我们要去享受神所赐给我们的生活。
Peace in abundance represents enjoyment, means the days of our life on earth.We can and should enjoy the life given to us by God.
第十三节哈，他这么说，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
That each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God.
我相信我们听过的有一句俗语叫做“做一行怨一行”哈，这是一个不好的态度。
We Chinese know the grass is always greener, complain at our own trade at every opportunity, not a good attitude.
应有的态度是什么？我们应该要抓住神给我们的机会，在工作的时候尽力工作。
We should hold on to the opportunity offered by God, do our best at work.
在能够享受成果的时候，我们要以感恩的心来尽情的享受，因为那是神的恩赐。
Then, when we reap the fruit of our effort, we can enjoy wholeheartedly with thanksgiving, since it is the grace of God.
但是有一点我们要记得，在今生享受不是我们活着的目的。
Furthermore, we have to remember, enjoy this life is not the purpose of living.
换句话说，我们不是要吃尽天下的美食。看尽天下的美景，才不枉今生。你有没有听过这句话？
In other words, life is not about gourmet food or exotic travel.
就好像钱是赚不完的一样，美食是吃不尽的，美景也永远看不够。太执着于这些会浪费我们的人生，没有什么益处。
As always, more money to make, more gourmet food to taste, more exotic scenery to visit. If we focus on these,Then there's a waste of life.
传道书的一章三节，作者这么说：他在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢？
So in verses 3, what do people gain from their labor which they toil under the sun?
其实那个益处原文是剩余，剩下的意思。也就是说，我们要想想，在今生劳碌了所忙碌的一切，在人生生命结束以后，还剩下什么？
What has left is about toiling in this life. What has left?
在地上的一切都是短暂的，什么是能够持续长久的呢？
Everything on earth is transient. What can last longer?
我们以为美好的、想要保留住的东西，长久了以后，真是真正的好吗？
We'd like to keep those good stuffs. Do they really last?
世人最想保留、不失去的东西是什么？大概莫过于生命哈，人的生命想一直延续下去。
One thing most wanted is life to live forever.
自古以来，从中国的秦始皇开始，长生不老就是人的梦想。但是活着不死真的很好吗
？Since the very early time, 秦始皇 fountain of youth has been the dream of man. But is it better to live forever?
再给各位介绍另外一部电影哈。很多时候我很喜欢看电影，很多看电影你可以了解到很多的人生。
I like to watch a movie because sometimes there's a lesson in life from the movie.
这部电影也很有名，我不晓得你有没有看过，很好的电影叫做《The Green Mile》，中文翻译叫做《绿里奇迹》，里是英里的里。
So it's an excellent movie called Green Mile.
绿色的英里，好，什么意思？就指的是从牢房到死刑的电影，那时候执行死刑是一座电影，中间呢有最后的一英里，人生最后的一英里的路程。整段的地面呢，因为是非常的潮湿又很阴暗，所以都变成绿色的，所以叫做 The Green Mile.
It means the last mile from jail cell to electric chair execution, because the moisture, humidity in the shadow turned it green.
电影的情节是有一个被判了死刑的黑人囚犯，但是呢，他却身怀特异功能。
The movie was about a special black prisoner on death row.He has special power.
他被关在监狱里面等死，等着被处死。那想不到呢，他却给监狱带来了一个天翻地覆、非常美好的改变。
Pending execution, yet he totally changed the prison for the better.
主角呢，就是这个 Tom Hanks, 所主演的，他是一个监狱的守卫，他叫做保罗。好，他在黑人死囚临死前呢，得到他的特异功能。换句话，黑人把他特异功能给了他。
The main character is a warden named Paul. He received the extraordinary power from the black inmate before the execution.
拥有特异功能听起来很好啊，但是结果是什么？结果是他死不了，除非他自我了断，要不然他会一直活下去。
This power sounds good, but he lives on unless he commits suicide.
各位，你知道电影的结局是什么？电影的结局是保罗的家人、朋友，甚至最后他爱的妻子，一个个都离开这个世界了，他却仍然留在这个世界上面。各位，你觉得这是一个祝福还是一个咒诅
？At the end, Paul's family, friends, beloved wife all pass away. He still lives. So is this a blessing or curse?
我认为只有今生，或者是永远。只有今生啊，或者你永远活在这一个不完美、罪恶的世界里面，是一个非常可怕的事情。
I believe this life only, or live in this imperfect life forever, it will be horrible.
所以，弟兄姐妹，身为神的儿女，当我们享受神在今生所赐的福的时候，我们也要预备永恒。
Therefore, as children of God, when we enjoy God-given blessing in this life, we should also prepare for eternity.
我们要抓住现今的机会，去认识神，去经历神，也去服侍神。这些呢，都会存到永远，因为只有神和一切跟神有关的人事物才有永恒的价值。
We need to hold on to the opportunity at hand. Know God, experience God, serve God. These will last.Until eternity, because only God and everything or anyone related to God is eternal.
不管我们承认或不承认，在乎或不在乎，在我们心中呢，对于神的儿女来说，始终会有一个声音在提醒我们，活在今生，但是放眼永恒。
Whether you admit or care or not, there's always a voice reminding us in our heart.Live in this life, but focus on eternity.
就像今天的经文所说的一样，神将永生安置在人的心里。
As the verse here, God put eternity in our hearts.
永生其实是表的永远，神把那个永远放在我们的心里面。
Eternity means forever. God puts eternity in the human hearts.
这让我想起了旧约当中的以斯帖记，以斯帖皇后，她是以色列人成为皇后。以斯帖她身在皇宫当中，身居王后的高位。
It reminds me about Esther in Old Testament. She was a Jew, lived in the palace, a royal position as queen.
但是当神的百姓遭遇了灭族的这个危机的时候呢，莫迪改的一句话就提醒了她。
But when God's people facing the danger of genocide, the word of Mordecai changed her.
莫迪改对以斯帖说：“焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗
？”So he said to her, "And you know, but you have come to your royal position for such a time as this."
所以以斯帖他毅然决然，冒死觐见国王，解救了以色列的 他们整个民族在危难 当中。
So she risked her life, went to the king without being summoned, punishable by death, to liberate Israelite during the crisis.
所以弟兄姐妹，你为永恒做了什么样的预备？你有抓住神给你现今的机会吗？
Brother and sister, have you prepared for eternity? Have you held on the opportunity? So as you sit here today,
这篇的信息就是神给你听见他心意的机会。
My answer is, you sit here today listening to this message. This is the opportunity for you to hear God's will.
你参与在这个属神的教会当中，就是神给你属灵生命更新和成长的机会。
You joined this church belong to God because God gave you the opportunity to renew your spiritual life.
在我信主以后，神给我了无数的机会。
Several years ago, I have an opportunity to participate in the ministry given by God.
几年前我曾经有幸参加一间教会的职堂的事工，我们就成立了新的一个教会。不但新的教会非常的兴旺，原先的差派的教会呢，神也不断的把人来补上。
Several years ago, I was fortunate to participate in the ministry of church planting.Not only the planted church prospered, the church sent me also as to the number.
那是一段非常美好的经历，也是神在我人生当中给我的一个机会。
What a wonderful experience, also an opportunity given by God in my life.
如果我们愿意凭着信心来跟随神，神会继续的扩张我们的境界，让我们不断的为主得人。
If we're willing to follow God by faith, God will continue to expand our horizon, win people for God.
我们的神是给人机会的神，就看谁是能够抓住机会的那个人。
Our God is a God giving opportunity to people. It is up to us to hold on to it.
我们进到今天的结论。那今天我的信息是在困惑中的智慧。
In conclusion, my message today is the wisdom when perplexed.
在这个无常的人生当中的真智慧，我讲了三个点。第一个点是面对人生的虚空，我们必须正视人生的现实面。勇敢地面对挑战。
What is the true wisdom in this unpredictable life? Face the emptiness in life, confront the reality, brave the challenge.
第二点是在困惑当中敬畏神，在困惑中寻求神给我们智慧，并且全心的信靠顺服。
Revere God when perplexed. See God when perplexed. Trust and obey.
第三点是抓住现今的机会。回应神给你心中的感动，把握住每一个参与服事的机会。
Certainly, hold on to the opportunity at hand. Respond to what has touched your heart. Hold on to every opportunity to serve.
最后呢，送一段经文给各位，特别是那些在困惑中或困境当中的弟兄姐妹。
I'll give you a last words for you, especially brother and sister in difficulty or perplexed.
这段的经文很重要，我相信很多人很熟悉，在箴言的三章的五到六节，我们一同来读来。
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。Proverbs together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意做一个有智慧的人吗？
Dear and brothers, do you want to be a person of wisdom?
今天让我们用一首诗歌来回应，这首诗歌叫做《认定你》。
Let's respond with a hymn, I will trust in you.
让我们一同起立好吗？让我们这首诗歌来回
应。Let's arise together.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你现在有没有面对一些什么样的人生的困境。如果就算不是困境，也有一些的或许是难处或者是茫然，在这个时候最重要的事情就是认定我们的神。
我要专心仰赖你，不依靠自己的聪明，在所行的事都要认定你。 我要专心跟随你，不依靠自己的能力，在所行的路你的指引，将你的话语写在经上上，刻在心板上。主啊，我站立敬畏你，你是道路真理和生命，走进你心意，献上一切。主啊，我尊荣你。
从头来，
我要专心仰赖你，不依靠自己的聪明，在所行的事都要认定你。我要专心跟随你，不依靠自己的能力，在所行的路你必指引，将你的话语写在经上上，刻在心板上。主啊，我站立敬畏你，你是道路真理和生命，走进你心意，献上一切。主啊，我尊荣你，
将你的话语
写在经上上，刻在心板上。主啊，我站立敬畏你，你是道路真理和生命，走进你心意，献上一切。主啊，我尊荣你，
献上一切，
献上一切。主啊，我尊荣你。
让我们都来祷告，把你的手放在你的心上来祷告，向主来做回应。
So let's respond, put our hands in our, on our heart and respond to God.
是主啊，我们把我们的手放在心上，我们来向你做我们最真心的祷告。
We put our hand on our heart, pray in sincerity.
我们要承认我们的能力有限，智慧有限。
We admit the limitations in our ability and our wisdom.
在面对人生的现实面的时候，我们常常我们不知所措。
When facing reality in life, we sometimes don't know what to do.
而且我们也有非常多的困惑和 不明白的地方。
And many things perplex us and we don't understand.
但我们谢谢你，今天你的自己赐给我们的话语，给我们指明了一条的正确的道路。
Well, we thank your word to give us a proper path.
就是即使人生有许多看似不能够掌握的事情和一些的场合，
Even though there are many things and occurrences beyond our control.
但是我们知道认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
But we know to know God is the beginning of the wisdom.
我们求主来赐给我们人生的智慧，让我们知道我们如何来度过今生。
Give us the true wisdom to live this life.
也让我们做一个敬畏神的人，能够从你那边得着真智慧。
So that we can be a person of God to receive true wisdom from you.
主啊，如果我们现在面临人生的困境和人生的难处的时候，求你来帮助我们。
If we're facing difficulty and puzzled in life,Lead us and guide us.
在我们缺乏的时候，来供应我们一切所需的。
Provide what we need.
在软弱的时候，主啊，供给我们一切的力量。
Give us strength in our weakness.
更重要的是，在我们困惑的时候，赐给我们智慧，让我们知道如何来做正确的判断。
Give us wisdom when perplexed so that we can make the right decision.
而且主啊，帮助我们来享受你所赐给我们的生活和我们所处的环境。
Help us to enjoy the life and opportunity you gave us.
更让我们抓住机会，我们尽心尽性的来爱你，来侍奉你。
Hold on to the opportunity given to us to serve you and love you.
求主来垂听我们众人向你的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
我们的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.